From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
NEC24.neighborstelehealth.com. And please just go in there. If you need assistance as far as like any non-urgent medical care, feel free to call us. Just go to a site and, we have our providers ready on standby.
What's the website
for
again?
Any victim. It's NEC24.neighborstelehealth.com.
All right. Thanks, Juan.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate that.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I volunteered down at the Beacon, which is a homeless shelter at 1212 Prairie Street. And we will be open in the morning for if anyone needs a hot shower, their lunch, or a hot meal.
Okay, 1212 Prairie Street.
Yes, sir.
And what time are you guys opening
Anybody
tomorrow?
Can just walk on in. We can do about 150 showers and 150 loads of laundry, and we always have a hot meal available.
And what time
we
is that?
We start serving lunch at 11 o'clock.
All right. Good deal. Thank you, Sue.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number 3.5. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776.
We're putting in extra work for the people today.
Yeah, we're doing a little extra 30 minutes because we just decided to. It messed Tyler
and
up.
And we're getting overtime. We're getting overtime pay.
No, we don't.
What?
We don't get overtime.
What?
I need to break it to you. We get paid the same if we do 1 hour or 6 hours.
Damn it.
I didn't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm even doing here.
Well, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. If you got any information that you want to get out to the people, if you have a shelter that needs help, if you have stuff you want to give to a shelter and you want to know where to go, just reach out and we'll put you guys together. We've been doing that for the last 2.5 hours and we've got a little time left to do it. A couple things from Lamont. He said, I'll do you one better, AJ, standing in floodwater while deeply telling mindless droids not to get in floodwater. That drives me nuts. Yeah, you don't want to go in floodwater because all these things can happen. Then why are you in it? I mean, what do you gain from that shot?
I don't know. I mean, you gain viewers.
I think I'm allergic to something in here. Jeez.
I don't know what it is. You're freaking
me
out.
My eyes are starting to water and stuff, which is very weird. It's like an allergic thing.
I feel like I did have their dogs in here. A couple people may have brought their dogs.
Who?
I mean, I don't really want to name them, but other producers, just because they didn't know whether or not, like, they didn't want to leave their dog at their house while they were working.
They were working, though?
Yeah.
Why'd they bring the dogs in this room?
I don't know if it was in this room, but there was a dog in the studio.
Okay.
I'm not really allergic to dogs, though. I have a dog. Maybe a certain kind of dog. Is it like a frizzy dog?
It looked like one of those old dogs that sheds a bunch. So
okay, that might be it.
Maybe someone should vacuum in here. Tyler, yeah. Vacuum after we leave today.
Yeah, get
no, your, I'm not an intern.
Today you are. Peter says Jerome is on TV. Is he just a pretty face? Well, he's not an out-there reporter. Jerome's a commentator now. And I still think he's better suited for writing, but he's pretty good on TV, too. This kind of hit me yesterday. I've run into so many people the last 3 days who didn't know what day it was.
I didn't either.
By yesterday, I couldn't have told you if it was, and only because I had all these damn conference calls for the website, that was the only way I actually knew what day it was. It's like something would show up on my Google calendar 30 minutes before I was supposed to do it. And it's like, oh, okay. I forgot about that. Yeah. Keith said I had to ask my wife twice today what day it was, but, I mean, it just dragged on forever. And I mean, this started Friday night, basically. And it was, I admit, I was really stressed out about getting back last week. It's, JT Barrett's on the line. Let's get him. What's up, JT?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing sports.
No. Hey, AJ, I don't know if I saw you or not, but AJ, I saw you doing some great work out there yesterday, man. I want to definitely thank you for all of your hospitality that you definitely showed upon the Houstonians yesterday. But also calling in, me and Cam, we also do the takeover with you guys at the station. But we're actually partnering up with an organization called Dream Out Loud. And we're raising money and also asking for donations as far as like food and toiletries. And we're actually going to do a relief benefit drive next Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m. The location, if you go to the takeover page on Facebook, you'll be able to find the location. Or if you look up Dream Out Loud, it's a nonprofit organization. You'll see all the information there as well. So I'm asking all the Blitzers, everybody who's listening to ESPN 97.5 right now, if you can donate, we'll definitely be giving back to the community the takeover way. So.
Right on, man. Appreciate you, brother.
And thank you guys for having me on.
Sure. All right, man.
Sure. And guys, anything like that you want to pass on? We're here to help with that. And I felt bad that I wasn't able to get out, and I just wasn't in. My car wouldn't get me close enough to any place where I could go help, and so we just donated time and money and clothes, which we're going to keep doing, and we're going to keep raising money and do our best to help people out, because that's important. So anything you can do, if you're in a position where you can't donate money, donate your time. I mean, that's just as valuable, in some cases more valuable. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I'd be happy to take phone calls just like that one, or any place you got that's trying to help people, or any help you need, we're there. 936 says, went back to work today. Main branch of my company is out of state. They were all being so nice. Why does it take a natural disaster for people not to be Pickle Ricks all the time? Yeah. LOL. That's the thing, man. I wish people would be like this all the time to each other. But the reality is, sometimes you have to be slapped in the face to realize how precious life is, how precious our opportunities in life are. And you got to be reminded that we're lucky to have what we have. And I know some people have lost a lot, but if you got out with your family, everything else can be replaced, you know? And people will help you replace it. So,
Lamont said his mom had to tell him his birthday was this weekend. Yeah, mine was this last weekend. I didn't even realize it. I mean, it was.
I knew it was coming up because we were talking about it Friday. The Friday is you want to get home for your birthday with your kids.
I was getting a lot of Facebook notifications saying happy birthday, but it was like, yeah, thanks. Just trying not to die.
Yeah. How'd the kids hold up to it?
They were fine. I think they're too young to really understand what's going on. The little one for sure. The bit, Jake, he's 10. And I think I thought the same thing at 10. Maybe you guys did too. When you were 10 years old, did you think a hurricane was like a giant tornado?
Yes.
That spun everything around? And and I had to explain, that's just not what a tornado or what a hurricane is. It looks like it on TV. It looks like it would be a giant spinny cloud, like a giant funnel cloud that's just destroying everything. And, you know, it'd be like Sharknado, like everything's flying, cars and everything else are flying around in it. Need to explain to him that's just not how real hurricanes work.
Well, and when you're a little kid though, and you see the wind outside blowing stuff, you think that. Now this one didn't have a lot of wind, so
no, we were lucky on wind.
Yeah, and it scares the hell out of you. But that's kind of, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's also when the water starts coming to your place, it gets scary. My daughter was in Meyerland, and she was really worried because the water was coming up, and so I was texting her constantly, and just one of those things that. You know, your kids, your family's the most important thing. And as long as you take care of them, it's all good. Do you have that video done?
I do.
All right, we'll do that when we come back. But first?
Allied Outdoor Solutions, guys. And if you have, maybe you took some damage in this thing. Maybe your patio got damaged or your pool deck and you want to fix it, but you don't want to tear everything out. Carvestone Overlay can fix that for you. They can renovate that faded pool deck or grayed out patio or a driveway, whatever it is, with Carvestone. It gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less money. It's trialed, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects. Let's say you had a patio cover got torn up. They can help you build that. They can rebuild that. They can do your outdoor kitchen, whatever you need done in your backyard. These are the guys who can do it for you. They're Best Picks Report certified each of the last 5 years is a good company, guys. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay instead. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. It's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off the CBT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Keep the feel rolling on dubs.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a Hurricane Harvey relief special broadcast live from the Gao Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. If you want to get the word out about any shelters or anyone who needs help, just give us a call or text us. We'll get it out there. We put out a lot of stuff. Or if you've got things you want to help with, just trying to help us slowly get back to normal. I know our friends over in Beaumont, Port Arthur, a few days behind us on this, but it'll get better, man. It already is over here. You were talking about the sign language guy, Tyler. Is that's a guy, right?
That's the guy.
I'm amazed at, yeah. They look so intense.
He kind of, every once in a while, he'll get like caught up and he'll have to like spell out a whole word and then he'll just like, he goes super fast after that.
All right. You know, when we were in Vegas, there was a couple at the table and they were signing to each other. And I kind of felt like a dickweed, but how is that any different than no English at the table?
Russian, yeah.
You're eaves watching.
I don't like that.
No, and I finally said something to the dealer. It's like, man, I don't mean to be a jerk here. And he finally just said, you can't do that when you're in a hand. Which, okay, I'm fine with that. You can sign in between hands, but not when you're in the hand. And that was a horrible thing for me to do, but oh well. All right, Tyler, you got this audio? Let's do this.
People there, and I see you're standing with some folks there right now, including a little girl who I guess has to deal with all of this as well. What can you tell us?
Let me introduce you to Danielle here. Danielle, you just arrived. Share with us how you were rescued.
Some guys had called our phone and asked us where we were. We was waiting for the police for like 36 hours and they never came. And we was waiting at the home. We did the white flags and everything and nobody came. But then somebody had called the phone after we decided to leave the house and we had walked to the gas station with the kids. And then they had called and came and picked us up. But we had been there like 5 days with no food and no lights and nobody came. Like, nobody came.
Now, you're with your children. We've heard of stories of mothers trying to save their children from the rushing waters. Can you tell us how
we
that was?
4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot of shit. But y'all sit here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the fuck is wrong with us.
So I'm so
and you're really trying to understand it with the microphone still in my face, with me shivering cold, with my kids wet, and you still putting a microphone in my face.
Sorry.
Rosa Flores, it sounds like you've got a very upset family there. We're going to take a break from that, and we'll get back to you later on. Rosa Flores in Houston.
You know what? Good for her. Plus, that question she asked was just dumb.
Yeah.
It made no sense, right? Well, we've heard from other people who rescued their children. You're standing here with your child. Did you, what? Gosh. Well, that was like CNN too, right? Isn't that supposed CNN. To at least be the equivalent of double A? Maybe triple A?
Yeah.
Theoretically. That was pretty rough.
Like, I get at the beginning of all that, when they were first kind of rescuing people, they're kind of getting information about some of these floodwaters and how quick it was rising, but Saturday and Sunday, it's just like the same stuff over and over.
And we'd seen enough of it by then. And I think, you know, and a lot of these guys, let's face it, they're trying to make their career. And so they're going to go at, I mean, this is their moment in the sun because everybody's watching them. And that's not everybody. I think there's a lot of them that were just doing their jobs to do their jobs and trying to be good in the community. There's a bunch of these people that are thinking they're the next Dan Rather.
Yeah.
I think the funniest part is Steve Campion. He just seems like so just blasé about the whole thing. Like, oh, we're at a shelter. Just he doesn't care.
So he's stoned is what you're saying.
No, he's just indifferent about it, I think. It just that's what I picked up from.
Yeah, I just the one thing, man, I just wish people that did that job would be a little more understanding of what people are going through because they're seeing it. It's right there in front of them. And I think you get desensitized when you're seeing that many stories like that and that many people suffering. After a while, you just get like, okay, well, here's another interview I'm going to do with someone who's lost everything that they own. And I just not a fan. Not a fan. I'm glad she reacted the way they did. Because that plus, it was just such a bull bleep question to ask. It made no sense. And if I'd been in the water for 5 days and was still sitting there shivering wet, first thing I'd be like, bitch, can you get me a jacket or something? So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Carbach Food will be closing at 8 tonight. If you're a first responder and missed out on a free meal today, they'll cover you tomorrow. So, passing that along. Super Falcons fans, glad to hear us back on the air.
Yeah, it feels good to be back on, man. I wish we could do more. You know, it's one of those. I figured today we would do our best to try to tell people, you know, where you can go pick up donations if you need things, where you can go for shelter, where you can leave donations. You know, if you know, just whatever we can do with the radio. I don't know how much we can do. I don't know we're wasting our time here, but. I thought maybe we could help some people out today.
Yeah, and if we just put a few people together, I mean, that's it. And you know, hopefully we have. And again, if you've got any kind of any shelter, anything that needs help, just text us or call us, and we'll be happy to mention it and let people know. And if you want to help, just do the same thing. We'll try to put you with somebody. And yeah, and that's what we've been trying to do the last few days over Twitter and let people know. And our buddy Donna, who was an original blitzer, was trapped this morning. I'm glad she got out. And that's – it's scary stuff. And, you know, I know that now in Houston it looks like it's slowing down, but it's not over for a lot of people. And especially east of us. But – you know, hopefully this thing's going to get out of our area soon. And yeah, the next thing we're going to have to worry about is river flooding and things like that. And, you know, we'll do our best to keep everybody updated. The Fox News one was pretty bad, too. Black Spotted Zebra said, lady just got off a boat on crutches and they held her up. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, ma'am, how does it feel?
Yeah. I know your walker was swept away in the floods, but how does it feel to try to walk around with no walker, with no assistance?
Interesting question. Man, I tell you what, though, there's a lot of police presence around the George R. and all that stuff. They've been using that as kind of a staging area. I saw a bunch of... DPS and police down yeah. today. But I tweeted it out. China Garden is open for those of you who wind up downtown for any reason. In fact, saw Carol today. Said they didn't get much at the Woodlands, and she was able, this is the first day she's been able to get to work, but they were open yesterday, too. So of course, that's where I had lunch.
Yeah.
Anytime I can get some China Garden. Jeez. All right, I'm going to have to go and try to get some water or something.
I don't know what's going on with you. I don't like it,
it's
though.
It's leprosy.
Great. All right, guys. Got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. You know, if you I don't know what they can do for you if your water got filled up with or if your house got filled with water. Probably nothing. You probably just need to get new carpets. But if you have just been tracking a bunch of stuff in and out of the house during the storms, dirtied up your carpets, dirtied up your tiles, Dirt Free can take care of that. Get the summer special for a limited time only. They'll clean a room for free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. That's right. You get a free room cleaned with a speed dry with any purchase over $120. The room can be carpet or tile. Doesn't matter. The other companies are leaving behind too much soap, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not Dirt Free. They're not using any toxic chemicals, and they've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. 281 Dirt Free. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. That's 281 Dirt Free, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This is a Hurricane Harvey relief special broadcast, live from the Gao Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Eugene says, if it means anything, once I heard you guys were coming on, it brought some good feelings. Glad you guys did it. That does mean something, Eugene, because we have no idea whether we're making much of an impact. My brother says, get your insurance claims in before September 1st. A new Texas law goes into effect that does not benefit us. Got mine in today. Yeah, I've heard a couple people say that. So, yeah, if you can get your, of course,
if your home was damaged,
it's going to be tight though. Hey, is this the Dave Tepper?
I think it is.
Let's get Tepper on. What's up, buddy?
Fellas, how are you?
We're hanging in there, boss. Hanging in there, man. How's it up there? How's the weather in Nebraska?
Well, you know, Jong actually called me up. He booked me to come on here and do a quick preview on Nebraska Arkansas State, so I figured that's what I was calling up for. But the weather's good. But weather up here is good. It's a little more dry than down there, but I'm ready to talk Arkansas State football with you guys. What do you think?
We may have to bump you till tomorrow.
Fair enough, man. No, I just weather up here is fine, man, but I just wanted to give you guys a brief call. I'm sure there's nothing new that I can say that hasn't been said already, but just watching what everybody's been doing down there, from you guys specifically, Fred on Sunday, being downtown and helping out, UAJ, I mean, digging people out with your buddy, helping people out. It's just been awesome to see, and I've been missing you guys a lot. Of course, I've got a lot of family, and I consider all you guys family and friends there. But I've definitely been hurting for you guys a lot this week, and just been very proud though of how that whole city has been handling itself, and you guys, and everybody with the station specifically.
Yeah, it's been amazing to see up front just the way people have reacted, and people just want to help each other. It makes you realize that sometimes out of this stuff, good things happen, and we're at our best when things are at their worst. And I think the people, our listeners in this region have proven that.
Yeah. I mean, it's, the funny thing when you see people that, are giving credit to the city and rightly so for how it's responded, it's, y'all are just doing what people are supposed to be doing. That's how it's supposed to be. You saw a lot of this with what on with New York and how they all, helped everybody out with 9/11 all those years ago. And you see some states and people really come together for a variety of major, disasters. This is how it's supposed to be. People just helping each other, all different types. Just seeing people coming from all over. I mean, the relationship with Louisiana and Texas is just, is just awesome. And it's just been great to see, and you guys have represented the city, the state, and just humanity in general very well. And people up here in Omaha are seeing it, and our sports station, The Zone, we're talking about it, and we're trying to push people to donate and just do what we can here to help you guys, because everybody sees it and everybody's recognizing it and the example that you guys are making, and this is just, you know, it's how it's supposed to be. And you know, the sports media people too. I mean, you guys compete with a lot of people down there, some talented folks, but just seeing how everybody is just kind of taking on a role to help, and just people on the streets, people on the air, just sharing information out. It's been a beautiful thing, but I feel for you guys a lot down there. I know there's a lot of people still suffering. I know that out east towards Beaumont, there's still people that are really hurting, and this is just a relentless beast of a storm that will pass, and certainly great things will be ahead. But I'm just really proud of you guys and hurting for you guys, but definitely just very, very proud of everything you guys are doing as a station, the entire city, and just the sports media world in general. It's just been a very inspiring thing to watch, and I just wish you guys nothing but the very best, and you know, the best days are ahead for that town, there's no doubt.
Well, we appreciate you, brother. We miss you down here, and we appreciate you calling and checking in on us, man.
Thank you for allowing me to do it, man. I love you guys a lot, and I'm proud of what you guys have done. So I'll be good, and yeah, all the very best.
Thanks, brother. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yeah, I hope to, too. But it's been too long, and my gosh, it's going to be a little different looking, obviously, whenever we do get ourselves down there. But I would like to see you guys soon. But it's good to talk to you. And, yeah, Houston, love you guys very much. And just keep your heads up and keep treating each other right.
All right, that's Dave Tepper, which if you don't know that voice around here, then, well, you just started listening. That's the guy who's responsible for this show, frankly.
Yeah.
So if you love the Blitz, you might want to appreciate the guy. And miss him. I really do. He was a hell of a program director, really hell of a radio guy, and just a good person.
Yep.
Always loved Dave. Oh, we got Steven, the weather guy, who came on last week and kind of told us what might happen and then basically got flooded and couldn't ride anymore. What's up, Steven?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing all right, man.
I'm not going to add a whole lot of weather analysis here. I just wanted to call in and say I'm glad to hear y'all on the radio. I was actually driving a U-Haul this afternoon when y'all came on, driving it to the storage place where we're putting our non-flooded items. And I just wanted to say hello, and I'm okay, and I'll be riding soon, and I'm just glad to hear you guys and trying to get back to normal life.
So is there a lot of damage at your place?
Unfortunate. I mean, any water is bad. I got about 6-7 inches. But yesterday I was in somebody's house helping out who got, you know, up to chest deep water. So I really feel fortunate. My wife and I got our important items up off the ground. The rest is just, it's just furniture, and, you know, you got flood insurance, and it's just, you know, life goes on. There's people that are a lot worse off. So I feel fortunate.
Yeah. Well, that's a great attitude to have. And I think, it's funny. I've heard that story a lot. There's a lot of people who basically, is it just random stranger walking in the studio?
Yeah.
No, that's the cleaning crew.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Yeah. Can they wait for, 20 more minutes? Would that be okay?
Well, I didn't realize he opened your door, too.
Yeah. No, nothing going on here. Just a radio show. anyway, Steven, man, be safe, brother, and glad it wasn't worse. And keep up the great attitude, man.
Yeah, I'll be writing again soon.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, have a good show, guys.
Bye. It never fails. There's always something. Yeah. Well, that's good that there's a cleaning crew here. Yeah, 8-3-2, man, it's great to hear Dave's voice over the radio again. Yeah, he's doing really well up there. I think he's in a great place, and very happy for him. But I wish he was still here.
Oh yeah.
But what are you gonna do? Everybody's got to do what's best for themselves.
Everybody moves on sometimes.
Let's grab Sean real quick. He's got a Dickinson update for us. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, real quick, I'm from Clear Lake, but we have some rental investment properties down in Dickinson, about four houses. Man, they're all gone. About 4.5 feet up was the highest it got to some of our tenants. And the one thing I didn't like was how did they order an a mandatory evacuation when it was already 3 feet inside, water was inside our houses. So, I mean, there was no way for our tenants to get out or anything. A couple of them went to the roof, got, you know, got rescued, called the rescue line. It took about 3 to 4 hours for them to get out. But
man, here's what I say to that. Man. Like, Dickinson is a place where it floods when it rains a little bit. You shouldn't need someone to force an evacuation.
Well, but,
for you
but to
go.
His point, when they, by the time they did the mandatory evacuation, there was no place for that for those people to go. You couldn't get north to Houston. What are you going to do, go south to Galveston or Texas? And you're going to areas that are just as dangerous. That was the thing. By the time they ordered that, I was talking to a friend of mine when they did it. It's like, well, that's all fine and dandy, but where are they going to go? And you saw the stuff from Clear Lake, I mean, in Clear Creek area in 45. That's as far as you were going to get. So, you know, that's one where, yeah, I would have gotten out of there before the storm. But once they declare a mandatory evacuation, then you have to have a place for them to go. Mont said, you guys hear that over 80% of Houstonians do not have flood insurance. I've seen that stat. I find that hard to believe. But, you know, I mean, why would you not have it? I mean, if you can afford a house, you probably should.
Well, especially
have
if you live in a floodplain.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, I just, that number seems high to me.
I know there's a lot of people up around my house who don't have it, but they also, I live in an area that's never flooded ever.
Well, and after what happened here, I might just get rid of mine. What? I mean, and then if I get nailed, then.
But you know what? I mean, the way things change.
Yeah.
You never know.
Hey, let's get DJ on. What's up, DJ?
Man, I promise I've never wanted to hear you guys' voices more than what I have this week, man. I'm glad that you guys are safe. I'm glad that everybody's coming around. And me being from New Orleans, I just got to take my hats off to Houston because I wish this could have happened back then, but we're not dwelling on back then. We're talking about the now and just everything that everybody has done. Man, it's beautiful. It's real beautiful. I promise.
Yeah, well, I mean, this city steps up, man. They're not just the city, this area. You know, we people have this idea what Texans are about, and, you know, all I know is that there's a lot of damn good people down here.
Yep.
And yes, there are some turds too who are trying to take advantage of this, and I hope they get shot. But there's a lot more good people, and I always say I think 95% of the people are fantastic, and I'm going to stick with that. I really believe that, and you know, I keep seeing all these friends of mine that are just having terrible times on Facebook with what's going on, and it's just, you know, you just want to help any way you can, and that's, you know. That's what I hope we're all about. Your Astros are up 1-0, by the way.
All right.
Do we have something here?
Yeah.
Harry's. Harry's. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, the good news is I still have great razors. And that's because I use Harry's. I've joined 3 million guys who've made the switch. And I'll tell you what I love about them. I mean, quality shave, affordability, and most importantly, convenience. They come right to my mailbox. I never have to go to the store to buy a razor again. I never have to try to carve open one of those damn plastic packages. I mean, they show up, they're right there, and I never have to think about it. And you know what? I'm lazy when it comes to stuff like that. I don't want to have to think about shaving. I love the fact that they come right to me. Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you a set for free. All you have to do is cover the shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover, and we partner with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. All you have to do is head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today. Get their free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
All right, guys, you've been waiting for it since February 6th, football season. It's almost here, and there's no better way to get close to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy Football. To help celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest that is totally free to enter, guys. If you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. With DraftKings, there's so many ways to get in on the action. You choose between public contests where you can win big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against just a group of your buddies. They've got beginner and casual contests, so you're playing against people of your similar skill level, and you can draft a new team each week. So if you've got a running back who breaks a leg, not your worry. Get a new one. Go to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free Week 1 contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And if you draft that perfect lineup, you could win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion in Week 1. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is a Hurricane Harvey relief special broadcast live from McGow Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, poor Barry Laminack. He's having to drive around just to find enough cell service to text.
Jeez.
Yeah, because he still has no internet and his cell service sucks. So, oh, well. 409 says, Fred, you, A.J., and Sean are awesome. I'm in Orange, Texas, high and dry. We've been helping people several days now. Turning you on our ESPN app and seeing y'all on Twitter gives me that much more respect for y'all. Thanks to y'all for and everyone at the station. Keep it up and God bless. Thank you, man. We're just, you know, trying to bring some normalcy back to people's lives. And if there's any way we can help, we want to do it. So, and I'm glad you're high and dry. It's
for sure.
It's a weird feeling that to be in that situation when you're seeing so many people around you that aren't. And I admit it, I almost feel guilty at times that we didn't have anything, and so many people, you know, so many people that are so close are dealing with just unthinkable stuff. And now, and guys, Beaumont's not that far away.
Nope.
I mean, that's
a good core of our audience.
Yeah. Too, yeah. So, you know, you guys be safe over there and just, you know, I'm really concerned when they start getting some of these cars and, you know, start getting into some of these back neighborhoods. That this is going to be a lot worse than we're seeing right now in terms of loss of life, which, I mean, that's the worst thing. I mean, you can lose a car, you can lose furniture. Those things can all be replaced.
Lose a house.
Yeah. They can all be replaced. Your family can't and you can't. So hopefully all the Blitzers come out of this okay. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to text in. You want to get any last-minute word out that you want us to tell the people about, we're happy to do it. And we'll let them know.
And I'll tell you what, I'll do the same thing today that I've been doing. If you've got someone who needs rescuing, you know, hit me up on Twitter. I'll retweet it.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't have 100,000 followers or anything, but, you know, if I get it out there and other people retweet that, it goes somewhere. So, and
especially in the Golden Triangle, we got a lot of followers over there. So, same with me. Just hit me up. I will retweet it. We'll do our best to get the word out. That's kind of, you know, I mean, it's not like we can do much, but we can just try to help. It says, can't lie, anytime I can drive the wrong way on a freeway, that's a win.
Oh, I've done that several times this week.
Yeah.
Several times.
I've been fortunate that I haven't had to do it, but who knows? I still have to get home tonight.
A lot of it's been going the wrong way down an exit ramp, like doing a U-turn to the right,
yeah,
and going down the exit ramp and then going back up the access road.
Yeah.
I've done that probably half a dozen times in the last 3 days, 4 days.
Turn around, don't drown.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Or that's how you get around the drowning stuff. You go around it by driving the wrong way on access roads.
I don't think y'all mentioned it. What do you think about what Mattress Mac did?
Yeah, I mean, dude, anybody who's got the means to open up their spot and get people in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, God bless them, man. God bless them. You know, I wish I had a big-ass warehouse
Full of beds. And
yeah. I mean,
like full of living
rooms.
Yeah,
I mean, the guy stepped up without being asked, which is what a lot of people have done. Leslie Alexander's.
That's why they do the legend in this city.
Yeah. I mean, those are important people, and they know why they're important. They know why they're successful, and they're, you know, they want to give back. So, all right. That's going to wrap it up. Oh, a couple people were asking about, was Beth okay? Yeah, she's fine. We just kind of wanted to keep the show a little more, you know, about what's going on today.
Yeah.
But we'll probably have her tomorrow. We'll see. I assume Jong might be back tomorrow.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. He's actually back in Houston.
Okay, good. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And be safe. And again, if you guys need anything, just hit us up on Twitter. Producer T. Scott, great job. AJ, great job. That was okay today. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
On ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy.